Turkey's president and his unorthodox economics win another term. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. After a runoff election, Turkey has a winner in its presidential race. Current President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will serve another five-year term. That is his third. The country is facing serious economic challenges. You think inflation here is bad? It's more than 40% in Turkey, and that's an improvement. In his victory speech, President Erdogan said battling rising prices is Turkey's most urgent issue, but that it's not difficult to solve, and inflation would continue to fall. Economists say President Erdogan's policies have contributed to that inflation. The Turkish lira slipped to a record low following the election results. The BBC's senior international correspondent Orla Girin reports.
The president's supporters celebrated late into the night, welcoming the beginning of his third decade in power. In his victory speech, he promised unity, but in the next breath targeted both the opposition and the LGBTQ community. He didn't dwell on the economy, but experts say under his stewardship, it's heading for catastrophe. His opponents are warning of the dangers of a latter-day sultan with too much power in his hands. The opposition is licking its wounds and forecasting troubles ahead for Turkey.
That was the BBC's Orla Girin. This Memorial Day weekend, an estimated 12 million Americans are taking trips in their campers, their vans, and trailers, according to the RV Industry Association. But fewer of them may be doing it in brand new RVs. That is because after an unheard-of surge in popularity the past few years, shipments of the vehicles are now down over 50% as we head into summer. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
At the height of the pandemic, campers and trailers were flying off the lot at Tim's RV in Irving, Massachusetts, says owner Tim Christensen.
There was days we would sell five or six a day.
Now it's more like three or four a week. Christensen says that's actually closer to what it was like before tons of people decided to take socially distanced vacations or get into hashtag van life. Chris Doherty runs Doherty RV Consulting.
I think there's a little bit of market saturation out there, too.
Doherty says the industry has seen cycles before and in past downturns.
Even if people weren't buying new equipment, they were going out and still using their RVs.
And that means potential business for parts and repairs. Also, the customer base is shifting, says Monica Geraci with the RV Industry Association.
Over the past few years, we have brought in a significantly younger and more diverse RV buyer
who will eventually be in the market for new RVs. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever since the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX last year, the crypto industry has been in the spotlight with regulators. We just got a proposal for the first set of global rules to govern crypto from the International Organization of Securities Commissions. These rules would cover everything from market manipulation to how customers are treated. The world's biggest crypto exchange, Binance, has been weighing in. Binance no longer has any customers in the U.S. because of regulatory issues. The BBC's Will Bain recently spoke with an executive there, and he joins us now for more. Hi, Will.
Hi, Sabri.
So what are we hearing from Binance when it comes to tighter regulations on crypto?
Yeah, it's been an interesting year, actually, in terms of crypto firms. In the wake of the collapse of FTX, they all have been pretty keen, I think, to come on and show regulators and their customers through the media that they aren't FTX. Of course, Sam Bankman-Fried's collapsed crypto exchange. Some, though, feel that they're paying for FTX's reputation, if you like. Patrick Hillman, chief strategy officer for Binance, was here in London for a crypto conference and said whilst he accepted his firm had made some mistakes, he thought regulators now were going too far, particularly in the US, to clamp down on crypto.
And frankly, the company and the industry made mistakes early on. And now, you know, Binance is going to have to work with regulators to rebuild confidence.
Listeners might remember, Sabri, that Binance has been in hot water with the US Commodities Futures Trading Commission, which filed a lawsuit in March against the exchange, accusing it of illegally serving US clients. It also pulled out of a bid to buy Voyager, another crypto firm, because of what it called a hostile environment.
Well, we just got some new proposals for crypto regulation at the global level, and more rules are most likely on the way given the meltdowns we've seen in the crypto world. So how would the big players, how would Binance like to see this process play out?
I think the straightforward answer is they want a seat at the table. They want to have their voice heard in how these are being shaped. The problem is some of the things that they see as kind of red lines, I guess this ability to work across borders, to work anywhere, are things that a lot of these regulators think is a big problem.
Isn't the whole point of crypto that it exists like outside of the system? So how does crypto stay crypto and at the same time embrace oversight and regulation?
I think that is the question right now, isn't it? As you say, for a lot of people, it's libertarian. They didn't want to put their money in banks or on a stock market. Patrick Hillman, though, of Binance, ultimately thinks a balance on that can be struck.
Regulation is not a bad thing. As a matter of fact, regulation is a very good thing when it's done properly. One of the biggest challenges we have as an industry in sort of reaching the first billion users is the perceived lack of security and safety. Let's just be very frank here. Self-custody is still a very challenging thing. The tech is still very new. And so bringing in proper regulations to ensure that there is a standard level of user protections put in place is going to help the industry grow.
Whether that bid to go mainstream, Sabri, works or not, I guess all remains to be seen, really.
All right. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Will Bain, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.